Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast of my good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Monday, 3rd of June 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the island. Background to the news and sport with business and travel updates on the newsmakers in person this evening. Too many lawbreakers, says the constabulary. Nobles is better off than UK hospitals. Garth commissioners want your view on the North and West plan. Earnings went up last year. And Manxcare wants charity funding for the emergency helicopter.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. A motorcycle fan who walked across the Isle of Man TT course after it had been closed for racing has been fined. BBC Isle of Man is reporting Kieran McGee from Dublin crossed the carriageway near to the Cronk Nimona on Sunday afternoon. Nobles Hospital hasn't seen the levels of overcrowding that some UK hospitals have, according to Manx Care. It's after the Royal College of Nursing warned a growing number of patients across are dying in corridors and being treated in cupboards and car parks. Earnings of Manx residents last year went up compared to the year before, but they don't seem to have kept pace with inflation. Government's published its annual earnings survey report. Further afield, a new poll suggesting Labour's on track for a 194-seat majority in the House of Commons. YouGov's research estimates the Conservatives will plummet to 140 seats, whilst the Lib Dems will win 48. The SNP could get 17 of the 57 seats in Scotland. Nigel Farage says he can't let millions of people down, so he's changed his mind and will run as a general election candidate. He now wants to represent Clacton in Essex for Reform UK. And the UK had its warmest May on record despite the dull conditions in many parts. An average temperature of 13.1 degrees Celsius was recorded. The headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Siobhan from the Runnels Way Met Office. We've got a strong wind warning in operation for the North RAC. State of sea is slight, later moderate. And the weather this evening, dry with some bright intervals. We've got some rain overnight on a fresh southwesterly, down to 11 degrees. Tomorrow is another matter. A wet start in a strong southwesterly, clearing by mid-afternoon. Then dry with isolated showers and sunny spells in a fresh northwesterly. Top temperature 15, overnight minimum 9. For Jacrane, Wednesday, sunny intervals, scattered showers and a moderate to fresh west-northwesterly and a maximum of 13 degrees. Sunsets tonight, 16 minutes to 10. The late high water at 4 minutes to 10. Low tide, 11 minutes past 4 a.m. Sunrise, 11 minutes to 5. And the morning high water at 18 minutes past 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
Police say the number of people breaking the law this TT is too high. It's after a number of incidents over the past 24 hours. Here's Inspector Paul Kemp.
It has been a busy 24 hours. Not as many in our cells this morning, thankfully. Still too many, and all drink-related, the majority. We'd had some reports of bad riding, and the officers managed to get hold of them, because bearing in mind there's a load of us out and we're all around the course. Interesting lack of vehicle registration plates, which is always suspicious as well. And they failed the drug wipes, basically. So I can't say any more than that, because they're currently being dealt with as we speak. But yeah, don't take the chance. Don't drink. Don't take drugs. Don't jump on a motorbike afterwards. It only takes a rabbit running out in front of you. The next thing is you're chucking it up a hedge and getting seriously injured. So yeah, so we need people just to take a breath and slow down a bit. We had a vehicle that was found on closed roads, and that was dealt with as well by way of arresting the driver, and also a member of the public as well, another arrest. And bearing in mind, we'd only just put out the messages yesterday, not only here, but also on Facebook and various other bits and bobs, and probably within, I think we said, about 45 minutes, there was issues. So we just need people to realise they're going to spoil their own TT, but also they're the ones that cause the delays, because the clerk can't, in all good honesty, let the bikes run when there's risks of people being on the course. Also as well, the travelling marshals are whizzing around the whole time. So just because there isn't a race on, doesn't mean that something isn't happening on that course.
Nobles Isle of Man Hospital hasn't seen the levels of overcrowding that some UK hospitals have, according to Manx Care. It's after the Royal College of Nursing warned a growing number of patients patients are dying in corridors and being treated in cupboards and car parks in the UK. Practice development nurse Harry Craig, senior nurse Lisa Hall.
I don't believe we've seen it yet, and it is something we try and avoid, and there's plans in place to try and avoid that, and the whole team around the hospital are working to try and make sure that doesn't happen.
We've got the Southern 100 and the Grand Prix as well, so we do prepare well in advance for the racing, and that ensuring we've got established trauma teams in place every day, and that is helped by the agency staff that come over and support us as well. The training programme is really intense running up to the racing period. We do major incident exercises, so we're prepared for the worst, and it's a lot of staff well-being looking after our team, because we're an amazing team in the department. So yeah, it's a lot of communication, lots of meetings, and just making sure we're ready for anything that comes through the door. Because we've got enough support from our healthcares, our doctors, our agency staff, you know, we can manage to ensure we've got enough trauma teams and also look after our business as usual as well. We have had some quite intense, stressful days, which obviously does impact on staff, so we have to look after our staff and also the relatives of riders that do come in, but also the public as well that, you know, in the waiting room. So we have to look at the whole picture of the department and making sure everything's safe. So this is just my second TT, so it's all still new to me, so I'm learning as I go along, but the team have been fantastic. And we are establishing quite a new team. There's been lots of new roles come up, like Harry's role is a new role as well. So the department is really changing, but it's an amazing place to work.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Fast to buy, it's 23 minutes before 6. It's the second year of a revised TT schedule. Racing was held yesterday in what was traditionally previously Mad Sunday. Looking at the situation, William King.
The middle Sunday of the TT fortnight used to be a day off racing and would be used by fans to have their own go on the mountain course. Former sidecar competitor Stuart Pitts and former Timwood member Jeff Corkish say it was dangerous.
The traditional Mad Sunday was mainly for everyone to have a little run around the TT course, but I think the authorities are damping down, because every year we have the accidents. So in that sense, let's just calm it all down.
The Mad Sunday was a day to look forward to, but it also had the danger element. And anybody who crashes, you know, it's a bad advert for the Isle of Man. It reflects bad on the Isle of Man.
Some visitors to the island say they liked Mad Sunday as it was.
I think the Mad Sunday was the ideal opportunity for no racing and for the guys that want to go fast to go out there and have a good time and get all the incidents out of the way at once.
Let everybody rip. That's part of the TT culture, has been for decades.
With the day off racing today, visitors may be heading out to other parts of the island. I spoke to the Codden Castle, Black Dog Pizza Oven and the Creek Inn in Peel.
Peel Day being on a Sunday, everyone just comes to Peel on a Sunday, but now it's been moved to the Monday. It does affect it with everyone being at work. Not as busy as it was. Like, it's still busy, but you do notice there's not as many people as around.
We've only been open 2 years. The first year, we had a riotously busy Mad Sunday in 2022. Slightly quiet Monday. Last year, we had two incredibly busy days. So business-wise, we didn't notice much of a drop-off, you know what I mean?
When the racing's on, it's not as busy as normal, but we're in a great location. So we're busy anyway. The way it's changed, we have a knock-on effect going into Monday. We're still busy. It's just not manic. So it's probably better for us, to be fair, so we can cope a bit better.
Manx Care says it hopes a life-saving helicopter emergency medical service will be funded by charitable donations from the public in the future. The health body currently pays for the life-saving air bridge operated by the Great North Air Ambulance Service. It was launched in April 22. Gordon Ingram is a critical care paramedic and head of operations for GNAS, and Oliver Radford, executive director of health services.
At the moment, it's funded through Manx Care, but what we hope over the next few years is that GNAS is able to raise enough money to pay for itself through charitable donations. In the UK, all of the air ambulance services are charitably funded. There's none that are funded by the NHS, and whilst we are, the Manx Care are funding GNAS at the moment, we're hoping over the course of the next few years that donations to GNAS pick up so that it can be self-sufficient and self-funding.
The support that we've got from Manx Care is phenomenal to provide this air bridge for the island, and within the UK currently it costs us £28,000 every day to run our service, so it's a huge amount of money that our fundraisers need to raise. People often think that I've got the hardest job, but I definitely think they've got the hardest job. So to have the funding from Manx Care to provide that air bridge is really good. But you know, the more donations that we can get within GNAS, the less pressure that puts on Manx Care.
With such a crucial service, is it not something that Manx Care should be supporting then?
Yes, and and we will continue to support it. We do have the budget for it, but clearly we are trying to try and follow the model that is in place in the UK, where HEMS are charitably funded. So and we're not, there's no rush to move over to that charitable funding model, but that's something that we really want the Isle of Man public to buy into their HEMS service, because although it's a low volume service, we're probably seeing around 20 HEMS responses per year. They do save lives.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster by, it's 19 minutes before 6, and do remember the mountain road is one way, of course, two way from Douglas to the Craig, but one way, it's closed obviously beyond there because it's one way in the direction of the race traffic. So do take care, and remember, no cycles on the mountain. Earnings of Manx residents last year went up compared to the year before, but they don't seem to have kept pace with inflation. The Manx government's published its annual earnings survey report. Here's Amy Griffiths.
Before tax, the median gross weekly pay of full-time employees in 2023 was £732, compared to £673 in 2022. However, when that rise is adjusted with inflation, people still had less money in their pockets. Although both average and median weekly earnings have increased in nominal terms compared to 2022, average weekly earnings at constant prices remain below the 10-year high from 2017 and have fallen slightly compared with the previous year. It's gone from £927 a week to £902. The median earnings of Manx workers, though, were 7.3% higher than the median in the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, 15.6% of people earned less than the Manx living wage, which is due to replace statutory minimum wage next April. 1.6% of employees were earning less than the minimum wage, although that figure has gone down from 4.5% in 2022. Men are also generally earning more than women in the Isle of Man. While the weekly earnings of both have risen, men are earning £35 a week more. Employees also seem to be getting more of their weekly earnings from working outside their contracted hours. Overtime, incentive pay and shift premiums made up 5.7% of employees' gross weekly earnings, up from 5.3% in 2021. You can see the report in full at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, low-cost single-board modular computer maker Raspberry Pi announced today it's looking to raise £157 million sterling in its stock market debut in London next week. The company is pricing its initial public offering at between 260 and 280p per share. It's thought to be valued about half a billion pounds. And GSK shares were down nearly 10% today after a US court ruled that jury trials could hear expert witnesses in 70,000 cases brought by cancer sufferers claiming its Zantac heartburn drug caused their conditions. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. European neobanks like Monzo, Starling and Revolut set out to upend traditional banking a decade ago. They attracted customers with slick apps and innovative features, Revolut quickly becoming Europe's biggest neobank, boasting 40 million users. But the Financial Times pointed out today that neobanks hold only an 8% share of British current accounts, with most customers using them alongside traditional banks, which still dominate lending and deposits. Neobanks rely heavily on transaction fees rather than profitable lending, and there's very little margin in payments. As legacy banks upgrade their digital offerings, neobanks face increased competition from both their peers and established players. With global fintech funding dropping nearly 50% last year, profitability has become a priority for neobanks.
The stock market report brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets started higher, extending last week's rally. The tech-heavy Nasdaq composite and benchmark S&P 500 rose. Gold ticked up today and oil fell early Monday, despite a move by producer group OPEC Plus to extend deep output cuts way into next year. And the numbers reported by Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down 0.1% to 8,266. The DAX in Frankfurt expert, was down almost a tenth of a percent, 0.07%, in fact, 18,483. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.6%, 38,477. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.2% at 16,771. And the S&P 500 down just over a tenth of a percent at 5,270. But there's time yet in the trading day. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 27.9 cents, €1 17.5 cents, and 23 South African rand 67.9 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.7%, 2,343, and the a barrel of Brent crude is down almost 3.5% at $78.54.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Cook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
2:45.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Garth Commissioners is running a drop-in session for residents to learn about what land could be designated for development under the draft North and West Area Plan. Mackle representative Marinda Farger says it's important for residents to understand what changes could be made to the village in the future.
It's just to make people aware. I mean, the government are having a public inquiry in July. I think it's 2 weeks set aside, 1 week in Ramsay and 1 week in Peel. But we're part of all that the Mackled part of Garth. And I was afraid, the commissioners were afraid, that people might not know about the plans. And there are plans, but for our area, you know, included in that. So we thought, well, we need to have an information sharing event, really, where people can just come and find out what's going on. They may want to tell us things that we can then take to the inquiry. There was lots of sites put forward for development, different ones in the whole of the Mackled parish. Cabinet office have focused on Glenmona. So for any future development, this is where they want to put it, where it's suggested it goes. The government want to set aside a field close to the school. There's also a brownfield site, which was the old car park opposite the Glenmona pub. That's been separated from the pub in recent years, but we need to know what people think about that. And also, there's a green field next to the church hall, right in the heart of the village, which they're proposing for public open space. Public information is like an afternoon and into an evening. So it's on Friday, the 21st of June, between 3:30 and 7:30 in the Doon Church Hall, right in the middle of Glenmona. So there'll be commissioners there, and we'll have the paperwork there. We'll have some maps there, and, you know, ready to talk to people about it and gather information, really, from them.
Manx Radio Sport.
That's to my William King.
This weekend saw the first Manx winners of a race at the Isle of Man TT in 10 years.
Three podiums beforehand, but now an Isle of Man TT win following in the footsteps of their father. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan and Callum Crowe!
We've just lived our dream. At the end of the day, that's the dreams, to win the TT, and that's it. We've just done it. What a race. That was mega. I don't know what to say.
That was unbelievable. I mean, he rode such a clever race. It was like watching his boards, I can tell that. He was just maintaining the gap. I just can't believe I've just won a TT race.
The Crowe brothers there, who won the first sidecar race of the fortnight. The last time a Manx rider won at the TT was Dave Molyneux in 2014. TT racer Forrest Dunn has withdrawn from this year's event, citing funding and equipment issues. The privateer failed to qualify for the superbike races following engine and gearbox failures on his machines. He's described this year's TT as the toughest event he's had in 11 years of racing. Elsewhere, Manx amputee footballer Sean Jackson's got off to a winning start at the European Amputee Football Championships in France. He's playing on the England team, who beat Georgia 6-0 yesterday and the Netherlands 3-0 today.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5:25 Logan Air from Manchester came in on time. Next, it's the 7:25 Logan Air from Edinburgh. The 7:35 EasyJet from Gatwick's going to be at least 25 minutes late, not until about 8 o'clock. the 5-8 Loganair from Liverpool returning patient transfers on time, and the 10-9 Loganair from London City currently showing on time. Outbound, the 20-6 EasyJet to Liverpool won't be going out till about now, 10 minutes late. Then the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool's on time, 5-8 Loganair to Edinburgh. That 8:05 EasyJet back to London Gatwick will be at least 25 minutes late, going out at about 8:30. On the roads, it's Ramsey Sprint Fest today, also Peel Day, so watch out for traffic restrictions in place. Then Port Erin TT Day, so it's going to be busy in Ramsey, Peel and Port Erin. On the roads, Hillside Avenue, Douglas through to Circular Roads, closed for window replacement. Part of Switzerland Road, Douglas, closed till November for construction work. There's water main work on Ballochill, Ferrick Road in Colby, some phase closures there, and also on the Starvey Road. Remember, the mountain road is one way from Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig in the direction of the course until next Tuesday, until a week tomorrow. And of course, cycling is prohibited on the mountain road through this time.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Keyside.
Michael Dunlop's equaled his uncle Joey's record for most TT wins. His victory in the first Supersport race on Saturday was his 26th.
It's been hard. There's been something lingering over my shoulders for quite a while. And to take that pressure off me now is just... it's a massive weight off my shoulders. And yeah, the bike was flawless. Look, it's been a demanding couple of weeks just with everything going on, just with everything that's happened. And like, we're down horsepower, yes, on like the Ducati and stuff like that. But I just want to thank everybody that's chipped. We've done late night in the workshop. The hours have been crazy. Ian, my old pal, has just pulled everyone out of a bag to help me, and I just can't thank everybody enough. And it's nice. The record itself is regardless. Joey was Joey, and that's...
And you're you.
And that, well, I don't care about me. It's Joey's was something special, but to do it my own bike... I own the bike, it's mine, it's, you know, it's all mine, and it's going to the living room now.
Is that Riverside, after the second race?
It should go to the living room. It's regardless what happens now, it's a big weight now, I must say.
When you came in here, it was like Northern Ireland winning the World Cup.
I didn't actually even know. I was very concerned, and I asked the marshal down there, and he says... did I win it? He says, oh, I don't know. And I was like, oh, right, fair enough. I'll leave you one. I'll leave that one with you. So, just thanks to everybody, sponsors, everybody's pulled. It's a big push to get here this year. And obviously, last minute, we overspent the overdraft. So, thanks to all the boys that made this possible.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
The boat's just getting in. The Manxman left Heesham at 14 minutes past two. She's just into the inner harbour at the moment. We're on the link span fairly shortly. Ben McCree nipped out about 20 minutes ago. The Manxman will leave Douglas at 8:15, getting to Heesham just before midnight. Manannan will be leaving Heesham at 6:15 tonight. She left Douglas at 2:05, safely into Heesham now, but Manannan leaves Heesham at 6:15, back to Douglas at 9:15 tonight, and Manannan heads for Liverpool tonight at 11:15. Busy, busy time. So overnight departure, Manxman leaves Heesham at 2:15, back to at 6 tomorrow morning. Manannan leaves Liverpool at 3:15 a.m, back to Douglas at 5:30, and then Manannan departs Douglas at 7:15, heading for Dublin, getting there at 10:10. Manxman departs Douglas at 8:45, heading for Heesham, getting there at about 12:30. A member of the Legislative Council believes if more people with disabilities were part of government, change will be happening a lot more rapidly. Kerry Sharp, alongside MLC Dawn Kinnish and Sarah Maltby MHK, will be hosting a workshop to discuss why people with disabilities don't take up politics. Kerry Sharp told Manx Radio she'd like to know what barriers exist and what essential changes are needed.
People might have problems physically travelling around a constituency. If they're using a wheelchair, they might not be able to access people's front doors to have those on the doorstep conversations. They might be visually impaired. There's all kinds of reasons why people might might think, oh, that's not for me. So I began to think about, well, how many people are out there on the island who might like to either stand for Tim World or stand in a local election at commissioner level? So these are the people that, even if they've only just got like a passing interest, or they just want to comment on the kind of barriers they imagine might be out there or they've actually come across, I'd like to hear from them. Because in Scotland and Wales, you have access to office charities, and the idea behind those is that they help to level the playing field for people with disabilities who want to get into politics. So I've been collecting information, but if you look at how much on average each candidate has needed in the past, in England it's round about £700. So, you know, I wonder whether that's something that we might look into in the Isle of Man. Scotland, as an example, so between the 1st of April 2019 and 31st of March 2020, there were 15 candidates who received support from their access to office. I think the more diverse the people are who you've got in a parliament, then the better decision making you've got.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. Stick around after the news at 6 o'clock. Phil Gorn and Peter Caron talk about the late great, the sportman. And then it's Simon Clark with Greatest Hits at 6:30. WINT.